a state visit to Japan. Now come the questions over what can be accomplished. Mr. Trump's first public event was an appearance before an audience of Japanese business leaders at the U.S. Embassy, where he talked about economic ties.
Commerce between the United States and Japan is essential to ensuring a future of peace and prosperity for all of our citizens. That relationship is so important. And I will say this, I met with some of our generals this morning before we left, and the relationship they have with the Japanese generals has been incredible, and they have tremendous respect for him, too. Tremendous respect.
Tokyo is under the threat of possible Trump administration tariffs, which could seriously undercut its flow of auto exports to the United States. Responding to what is being painted as a rising threat level from Iran, President Trump says he is sending more U.S. troops to the Middle East. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The president says another 1,500 Americans will head to the region.
We're going to be sending a relatively small number of troops.
It's part of a buildup that began after what the U.S. said was a threat from Iran, without giving either details or evidence. The Pentagon says the additional troops will focus on protecting those already there.
We do not see these forces as provocative.
Acting Assistant Defense Secretary Katie Wheelbarger echoing the president in downplaying the prospect of a conflict.
I don't think Iran wants to fight, and I certainly don't think they want to fight with us.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Cyril Ramaphosa was sworn into office today as South Africa's president. He took over the office last year after his predecessor, Jacob Zuma, was forced to step down amid a number of corruption scandals, including using millions of dollars in public funds for improvements at his private estate. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says North Korea's recent short-range missile tests